Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to our very first episode of Hashtag Unveil Yourself. We're so happy to have you and spend time with you on this beautiful day. My name is Natasha Woolridge. You can find me at Natasha Woolridge on Instagram, and I am your host.
I am Destiny Janae. You can find me on Instagram at
It's Destiny Janae.
So, like I said, thank you so much for tuning in. This first podcast is kind of a milestone for us, but we're so excited. So, let's just dive right into it. I know that some of you guys are wondering what hashtag unveil yourself is.
What do you think it is?
Well, for me, hashtag unveil yourself is being who you're called to be, flaws and all. So personally, I grew up in Somerset, New Jersey, and I was scrolling Instagram and seeing everybody living their best life in LA, doing what it do. And then I would look at myself and my flaws and where I am, my current circumstances and all the things that are wrong with me, and feel completely inadequate. So I created hashtag unveil yourself to bridge that gap, so that people can quote-unquote unveil themselves live on this podcast to you all, to tell you the things that nobody else wants to express, to let you know that people did go through rough times. Yeah. That is not just the highlights that you see on Instagram.
Right.
Exactly. So hashtag unveil yourself is really, truly, and honestly just creating a space where people can know that they can reach their dreams even with their flaws, even with their past, even with everything that may or may not be broken about them, and know that that has nothing to do with where you're trying to go.
Yeah. For me, unveiling yourself is being vulnerable in God and allowing God to heal those broken places, because a lot of times we go day to day and we may be like, oh yes, I love God, God is good, God is healing, but we have to let go of religion and get into relationship. Not only can he heal, but he's going to walk alongside of us as we heal.
Yes, that's deep.
Yeah.
And you know, that's exactly what you're going to get here on that podcast. You're going to get deep stuff, you know?
Truth.
Vulnerability.
Jesus.
You can't leave out Jesus.
And transparency.
Needs to be at the top of the list.
Oh, transparency too.
Yeah, for sure. Like identity. You can't you can't have identity without being transparent.
Yeah. Identity is a major thing, especially in the church, and understanding that the whole process of, you know, like, when you get your identity versus who you think you are. Like back in high school, we probably had no idea who we really were, versus like everything that was going on around us, who we thought we were.
Yeah. For me personally, I find myself struggling with identity, and I feel like identity is one of those things that you're never going to fully know your identity.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those level by level things, because I already thought I knew who I was.
Yeah.
But God is kind of taking me through this process where he's uncovering brokenness that is still there that I need to take to him.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm kind of struggling in my identity, because all of those things in high school that I saw from other cliques, that I took from other people that I liked and tried to put it on myself and see how it fit, isn't really working out anymore.
Yeah.
Even nowadays, like from high school all the way up until now, I've been the person that wanted to keep my status up. Like, I didn't want people to know that I did things that Christians aren't supposed to do, because then I feel like that would disqualify me. Like, I feel like I would be
the pursuit of the perfect Christian.
Right. What is that?
Yeah. You know, I feel like the pursuit of the perfect Christian is just the persona that we try to put on to make ourselves feel better, because God knows that we're never going to be perfect, but he loves us in spite. Like, he died on the cross because he knows that we're going to mess up, but no matter what, as long as we confess that Jesus Christ, we have salvation, and we have to make sure that we try to live accordingly. But there's no way that we are going to be perfect. We are going to stumble. We are going to fall. But you need environments like this where you can unveil yourself and deal with the pain instead of letting it fester and sit, and then you just blow up. You know what I mean?
And religion makes that so much harder.
Yeah.
Because that's where condemnation comes in. That's where rules come in, and it makes you feel like just because I do A, B, C, and D and it's not okay, that means that God is going to send down his wrath and be super angry, and then I'm a sinner. But like you were saying, God loves you, period. Yeah. Like, regardless of what you do, even if it's wrong, God's love still never fails because it's unconditional. It has no limitations. It has no boundaries. His love is his love, period. And I feel like religion feeds the brokenness that we have on the inside. Like, for me, I have a bunch of insecurities, and I second-guess myself a lot. And I'm actually very, very hard on myself when I try to live up to this perfect Christian mold.
Yeah.
And then religion and condemnation creeps in, and then it revalidates my insecurities. Like, oh, I'm never going to be good enough. Oh, I never should have even tried. Oh, God doesn't love me anymore. Oh, he's mad at me. Oh, I could never be this. Oh, I should might as well just go back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, but I feel like that's a major thing, though. Not Christianity. Religion makes it seem as though condemnation is conviction. That's something that a lot of people don't understand. Can you explain the difference between that?
Ooh, girl, you hit. Ooh, I feel it in my heart. So conviction is love. It's when Holy Spirit comes and impresses upon your heart and lets you know, hey, what you did there is really good. Like, you should never do that. But I love you, but it's okay. Like, I feel like conviction is just Holy Spirit letting you know that what you did is wrong, but it's also affirmation of who you are.
Yeah, because you can do better. God knows
exactly.
You can do better.
Exactly. It's like, hey, girl, you shouldn't have done that because I know who you are. I know you can do better, so let's try and do better
together. And that's where your identity comes from. Exactly. You're constantly reminded. See?
And, yeah. But conviction is what we said. But condemnation is the exact opposite. Condemnation is shame. It's guilt. It's
God is never going to love you.
God is never going to love you. You're unworthy. You're just a sinner. Like, you're never going to be able to get God's love.
Wait, look, you had one chance and you blew it.
You had one job, bro.
You one job. That's it.
That's what condemnation is. Condemnation is whenever you feel embarrassment. Condemnation is whenever you feel like you just want to give up because now you're just so far gone that you can't reach God anymore.
Yeah.
And I feel like with identity, we paint this perfect picture. Like, people take being Jesus to an extreme.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, if I don't feed the poor, God's going to cast me out of heaven. Yeah. Or, you know what I'm saying? And so we paint this picture, and religion paints this picture of a perfect Christian, and we put our identity in that. And so when we do something wrong and condemnation comes around, we think that that's conviction from the Holy Spirit, and then we think that we're so low and God hates us, and then it reaffirms all our insecurities.
Yeah.
And then we just keep being pressed down and pressed down and pressed down under so much that we don't even know who we are anymore.
Yeah.
We don't want to try and get to know who we are. Then we just let anybody tell us who we are.
Because you've been feeding into those lies.
Listen.
But I have a question, though. So how did you break from religion into relationship?
Lord, I have a question. How did I break? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, for me, I think I'm still in that process.
Yeah.
Because grace and unconditional love is something that's very, very hard for me to understand. Because our world does not give unconditional love.
Yeah.
Our world does not give grace. So to be under a loving Father who does give unconditional love and grace is hard, because that's the opposite of religion.
Yeah.
Religion says, if you don't do this, then there are a whole bunch of consequences and God hates you and you're going to have to do all this to wash yourself and cleanse yourself and be better. And so for me, my struggle right now is not beating myself up if I happen to not read the Bible. Let's just use that as an example. If I go throughout a day and I don't read my word at all, sometimes I beat myself up. And I'm like, Tosh, I should have been in my word today. If I was in my word, I would have been able to give better advice. If I was
that's
in
that
my
condemnation.
Word, that's that yeah. condemnation. And so what how God is actively currently taking me out of religion is just reinforcing the fact that there is nothing I can do to make him love me more. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to earn his love. I'm trying to earn his respect. I'm trying to earn his good graces.
You already have it, though.
I already have it. I don't have to work for anything. It's like I'm trying to convince God that I should be in heaven. He should love me because I'm trying my best. And God, I read my Bible today, so can you bless me? You know, but God's like, I'm gonna bless you and I'm gonna love you because you're my daughter. Period. Yep. I'm gonna bless you and I'm gonna love you because I created you. I've already decided since before you were born that I'm going to look after you. So yeah. There's nothing you can do or cannot do that will make me change my mind. Yeah. And so I think just for me personally, coming out of religion is just trying to fight the notion that I have to prove myself to God.
Yeah.
And rather just allow myself to relax and be vulnerable and bring my mistakes to him. You know, not trying to make up for it on the low, like he can't see.
Yeah.
Anyway. So yeah. I think it's not putting pressure on yourself.
That's
I feel like religion and pressure go one in one. And putting pressure on yourself and identity, I feel like, are opposites. I feel like you have to relax to really know what your identity is.
Yeah. Yeah, I know for me, letting go of religion and getting into relationship was very hard because I grew up in church all my life. My dad's a pastor. My mom was a worship leader for years. So I grew up with always having a respect for God, always knowing, you know, he created everything and he's the end all be all, but not really understanding that you can't just go through life, get filled on Sunday, go through your week, by Saturday, just go through the regular motions of like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it took me a very long time to really understand because I realized later on that my relationship, I was operating it through my parents because they were very in God. They were prophetic. I understood what it was to be a Christian and I saw the relationship that they had, but I didn't understand how I could get it. And I remember I went to this camp. It's called KAA. You know. If y'all heard of it, it's up in Kansas, and it's an amazing Kansas. Christian camp. No, Missouri. It's up there.
Where?
It's up there. It's up there somewhere. But it's this amazing camp, and it really, they refuse to let the youth there think that, okay, so you got to do this to get God's grace. Mm. You learn that you talk to God. God is like how we're talking right now. If you had a bad day, I'm going to tell you that, God, you know, God, I had a bad day. I wasn't feeling this. I don't like how this person treated me. It's God. God is just like your friend or your parents. He's open for that. And a lot of people are scared to be honest with God when he already knows everything.
But honesty is key. Like, specifically talking about unveiling yourself, yeah. I feel like the easiest way to beat religion, the easiest way in finding your identity is coming to God with honesty.
Yeah.
Because if I come to God and I let him know what I'm upset about, and I let him know what I think about myself, and I let him know what other people said about me, then it opens up a conversation.
Yeah. And like, know that it's okay to be honest with God like that. Because yeah. a lot of people don't know
and
that.
And he know anyway.
Listen.
He knows anyway. So yeah. instead of like putting on a mask and a facade and trying to be this perfect Christian in front of someone who can see literally right through you, you know, it's not beneficial.
Yeah.
But if we come and just legit talk to God like he the homie, not in disrespect, like I'm not saying you can just call God whatever you want because there's still a reverence that has to be there.
Yeah.
But if you're not concerned with hiding yourself from him and hiding your sin or your flaws or your mistakes and just going there, then he's able to speak into you and who you really are. Like, our friends do it all the time. Like,
yeah.
if I come to you and I call myself something that I shouldn't be calling yourself, what would you say?
I would say don't do that. That's not your, you, that's nothing. Identity. God is called, he tells you who you are. God has called you who you are, no matter what you say.
Yes.
I'm not worth it, or what other people may tell you. You need to stop. Like, you, people, man, people are something else.
Yes. My friend, shout outs to Raymond. He the homie for real. whenever I would say, man, I'm stupid. Like, if I get into this condemnation mindset, if I get into this being hard on Tosh mindset, and I start saying, like, man, I'm so dumb. I should have never done that. Like, this is just freaking stupid. Da 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 da. He'd be like, hey, you could be mad all you want, but what you're not going to do is call yourself stupid.
Yeah.
I feel like that's exactly what God does. Like, we'll come only if you're vulnerable, if you're willing to open yourself up and have that conversation with him about your frustrations, then he will respond in love. Like, girl, don't say that. Did you know that you are a diadem? Did you know that you are blessed and highly favored? Did you know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made? Did you know that you are the righteousness of God? You know, like, he's able to combat those things. But if you keep those things locked up and they just fester in your mind, you're never going to be free.
Yeah. And you have to be careful who you're vulnerable with. Because, like what this environment is for people to be able to come together who are like-minded. But in your day-to-day life, you have to make sure that the people that you're coming to about these particular issues is actually hearing from God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's a major thing. I know someone who had went through that particular situation. They went to someone who was basically in the same position that they were. And I've done it before where I thought that, you know, I was like, I'm going to come to this person and I'm going to, you know, I'm in this place right now and I'm trying to get through to God. And then they were not trying to get through to God, but we were in the same mindset.
Yeah.
And it was hard to move forward because things attach to you very easily.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in that vulnerable place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're trying to heal. That's a major thing.
Yeah, that's so good. If you're trying to better yourself, but you're very close with someone who's not really trying to do that right now, that can definitely affect. Like, for instance, like, if I had a best friend and I'm trying to get this God thing right. I'm trying to get this unveil yourself thing right.
Yeah.
But I have a friend that's not really trying to do this right now. Everything I try to do is going to be criticized, and then it will cause me to second guess because we're not trying to do the same thing right now. You know, like, if I try to express to said best friend about what I'm trying to do with God, or that I'm really trying to get this right this time, or that I'm really trying to be better, but they're not really on that wave right now.
Yeah.
They could be like, girl, why?
Yeah.
God is when you're old and got nothing else to do with your life. Like,
which
God
is a lie.
Listen, you do God when you're retired. You do God when you figured your whole life out.
Yeah.
And then that will discourage me, and I'll be like, oh, well, dang, so what am I supposed to do now? Like, I have all this baggage, I have all this hurt, and I don't even know what to do with it. Okay, so what you do? I don't know, let's go to a club tonight. Let's drink it away. Let's sex it away. Let's get high. Let's do drugs. You know, there's so many things that people escape to because of identity issues, because of hurt issues, that if they really just went to God, it'll be better. It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy. I can tell you right now, I'm going through it. I'm going through this identity struggle, and it hurts. It hurts. It's uncomfortable. I actually, truly, honestly, I hate it. I hate being unveiled.
Yeah.
I hate it, but it's necessary, which is why I have this podcast, which is why unveiled is a thing, because it's necessary. Because each step I take in the process of healing, I feel so fulfilled, and I feel so much at peace, and I feel like I'm not wandering. I feel like I finally found someone who loves me for me.
Yeah.
And once I get that right with God, then it doesn't matter what anybody else says, because his opinion right now to me is all that matters, because he's proven to be consistent.
Man, that hit.
Right?
That's crazy. Man.
So, yeah, guys. We just love God here.
Hey, hallelujah. Okay.
And we love you, and we want you to be the best version of yourself. We want you to live your best life. We What else we?
Man, if you guys have any prayer requests or anything, please feel free to DM us or email us. The handle is...
Yes, you can email us if you want to send your prayer request via email. I should say you should email us at unveiled.inform@gmail.com. You can always inbox us, DM us on Instagram. Our Instagram is @thisisunveiled. And you know, if you have a topic that you would like for us to talk about, or if you want to be on this podcast and share your thoughts, you can also email us or DM us on Instagram. We'll be so happy to hear from you. You know, and yeah, you have anything else for our wonderful, beautiful, awesomely amazing listeners?
Actually, yes. I just want to say stay strong in whatever trial that you may be going through, because we will not be perfect, but our pursuit to God is what's important.
Amen.
Yeah. Do you want to pray out?
Okay. Lord God, we just thank you so much for this platform to be able to spread your love. We thank you for each and every viewer. They're not viewing nothing, but we thank you for every listener, Lord God, that you have brought to this platform. I pray that you just continue to soften their hearts. I pray that you continue to expand their capacity to receive your love and receive their grace, Lord God. I pray that you continue to tear down each and every wall, each and every lie, Father God, each and every insecurity, Lord God, everything that people have imprinted on them that is not what you call them, Father God. I pray that you continue to break those chains and those strongholds, Lord God, and just begin to speak to them who they truly are, God. You said our lives are hidden in you, God, so I pray for a relationship. I pray that we go deeper in you. I pray that you reveal to yourself, reveal to them, Lord God, yourself and your love and your grace and your mercy, Father God. Let them know that there's nothing that they could ever do that can separate them from the love of Christ, that no one could ever get in between the love that you have for them, Father God, and that I just pray that you just continue to uplift them in their hands, that you continue to protect them and protect their hearts when they cannot do it themselves, that you surround them with loving, God-fearing people that will pour into them, that will lift them up and not tear them down, God. And I pray that, Lord, you just uproot everything, Father God, that may have been spoken to them out of someone else's hurt place or someone else's false doctrine or someone else's ignorance, Father God, and let them know that you love them, God. Let them know that there are people here that love them, God, and I pray, Lord, that you just continue to use us as you see fit, God. I pray for none of us and all of you. We give you the glory for this podcast. We give you the glory for the insight that you have given us, God, and I just pray that we just continue to be vessels and soldiers in your kingdom, in your army, Father God. So we give you all the glory and honor and praise. I pray that seeds that we have planted in the hearts of our listeners, Father God, bring forth fruit and that more abundantly, Father God, and just allow each and every one of their ways to prosper. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all. We'll see you next week.
Holla holla.
Hey.
Vulnerability can go before the throne and your peers for
definition of transparency.